63, 65. Is this our area? I mean, would you still call this where we live? Gabe, you all right?
Me? Yeah, I'm all right. Look, are we doing this?
What?
I don't even know these people.
They've asked us to dinner. We're new. We don't know anyone. It's nice.
Yeah, but are they our kind of people?
I don't know. We're going to find that out, aren't we?
Yeah, but then we're trapped. Over dinner, coffees, cocktails. Then we have to ask them back. And then what? And then we're friends. Friends with people who aren't our friends. What?
Is this about the Chinese lady?
I watched them take her away in that.
Yeah, kind of awkward.
They dragged her off the train just because she had the wrong ticket. I mean, she doesn't know. She doesn't speak English. She's obviously here legally.
I think this is the house.
I mean, she's halfway back to God knows what. Interrogation, waterboarding. Oh, did they even do that in China?
No. Don't know, maybe. Don't let it spoil your evening, though. You gonna bring that in?
What?
The coffee.
Yeah, of course not.
I mean, you're going to do the thing where you tell them to come out of something's arse.
It did come out of something's arse. That's the point.
Okay, well, if they're not interested, don't start sulking.
They ring the doorbell of an expensive-looking property.
You going to drink tonight?
What?
No, nothing. It's just you said you might not want to drink, that's all.
Nat frowns.
All right. I'll say I'm on antibiotics.
Yeah, I'm...
She turns to her partner, Gabe.
Tell you what, let's have a safe word, so if one of us wants to go, we say it and we can get the fuck out.
Oh, shit, that's a great idea.
Try to make them feel comfortable in this fucking house!
Welcome. Come in.
Wow, such a beautiful...
Yes, this is the hallway. We're going to knock this all through. Come through. It's all going to be one big living space. Come through.
We brought you
Sasha!
Give me your coats. I'll hang them. Come through, it's Sasha!
So glad you made it. Such a beautiful area, so many people moving in.
Like you.
Sasha, for fuck's sake!
Coffee, we brought you some coffee.
Something smells nice.
Yes, it's goulash. It's Hungarian dish, traditional, it's pronounced goulash.
Oh, goulash?
Goulash.
It's called civet coffee.
Yes, this is Marty.
This is Angie.
Sasha, please, for fuck's sake!
As if it's a type of weed.
Yes. Sasha will be here in a minute. He's my fucking husband.
What do you want me to do with the,
What is wrong?
Angie and Marty smile politely.
They're just having a little barney. He's a bit of tension. There was some shouting, and then I think Helen was crying.
I don't think she was crying. Oh, well, maybe we should.
No, I don't think it's a big deal. Marty.
Nat. This is Gabe.
Hey. Hi, I'm Angie. Hi.
So, a bit of tension then.
Yeah.
They all sit down, then an irritated-looking man walks into the room.
I understand you have some coffee or something.
It's no big deal. It's just that this is, civet coffee. It's actually a delicacy. The civet is a kind of weasel. So the civet eats the fruit.
What fruit?
The coffee fruit. So the civet eats the coffee fruit, leaving the bean, which doesn't get digested in its stomach acid, which it then excretes. And
shit.
Yeah, it's all cleaned. It's traditional. They've been harvesting it for years in Indonesia.
Right, so this is a bag of weasel shit beans.
I'm not explaining what this is properly.
Because we drink illy here.
It's a delicacy.
Yeah, I get it.
It costs £27.50 a pound.
So you just moved to the area?
Yes. Yeah, we used to live in Strood. We moved here about a month ago.
What's Strood like?
Oh, it's great. We loved it.
Yeah, we loved it.
And we had a lot of friends there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just one of those areas, really.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, kind of had everything.
Mm.
So why did you move?
So here we all are. We have just one more guest to come. His name is Danny. He's a very good friend. A lovely, lovely man.
Who's had a little bit of a difficult time lately, so I hope you will be very kind to him. He is a keen rock climber, Gabe, so you'll have very much to talk to him about.
I don't.
Marty and Angie are our very best friends in the area. They really are lovely, lovely people.
Until you get to know us.
I don't rock climb.
She's joking. Of course, she really is so funny. And she used to be in a rock group. Do you know Bananarama?
Bananarama.
You were in Bananarama?
For a bit, yeah.
Whoa, you're kidding.
You know this rock band. Bananarama.
When were you in? What? After Jackie or after Siobhan?
After Jackie and Siobhan. This is a long time ago.
Whoa, that is mad. Do you miss it? Do you miss the biz?
Nah, it's full of backstabbing cunts. Good times, though.
Would you like to see the rest of the house? Sasha, will you give them the tour, please?
I've just got a drink. Fuck's sake.
We've done the tour.
You've seen the new bathroom?
Sasha is standing in a utility room, looking miserable.
This is the utility room. It's where the washer-dryer goes and the combi boiler. That's the washer-dryer. And that's the combi boiler. This is the kitchen. This is Italian marble. The cook is German. And there's this.
He opens a drawer and shuts it again to show how smoothly it closes.
I like that.
Sasha walks off. Marty, Nat and Angie follow him while Gabe hangs back to open another drawer. It's the bin, and resting on top of the rubbish is the bag of coffee.
Bedroom one. Bedroom two.
The other four are standing in the doorway. Angie and Marty step in.
What the fuck is going on?
We've had an argument, it's fine.
What's the safe word?
What?
The safe word.
Oh, all right, look, if I say...
What are you doing?
She was, nothing.
That's a two-person shower. That's the toilet. Or, as is known in Gabe's house, the coffee machine.
It's traditional. It's an Indonesian tradition. It's delicious.
You have a lovely house.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, this is a lovely house, which is why we don't need another one.
But that is another matter. And we're not going to talk about that. Embarrass you with our personal problems. We're going to have a lovely, lovely evening.
Danny will be here soon. He is at a bit of a difficult time. He is a suicide.
Excuse me?
Yes, he tried to kill himself, but only a little bit, and it is all in the past. Gabe, you can talk to him about mountains and rocks and such like.
But I don't...
Let me give you some alcohol so we can all get a little bit pissed.
Oh, not for me, thank you.
Oh.
Will you be able to relax with an alcohol?
I'm on antibiotics, I'm afraid, so I better not. My uncle used to always say he was on antibiotics anytime anyone offered him booze, but he was just trying to stop drinking. I mean... He was a massive alcoholic. He always drank in the end.
Nat forces a smile. Sometime later, they're eating large prawns, and Sasha stares darkly at Helene as she wrestles with hers before licking her fingers.
Well, this is delicious.
Yes, they are really delicious prawns.
Are these king prawns or tiger prawns or just normal prawns but big?
They're just prawns. There's no need to get excited. They're just ordinary prawns.
He's just asking a question, Helene, okay? He's just asking about the fucking prawns because he doesn't know what to say.
I'm glad you like the prawns. Thank you for asking about them. I don't know what kind of prawns they are, but there are more prawns if you'd like.
You're not eating yours, Marty?
Oh, no. I'm highly allergic. I mean, even if I so much as touch a prawn, that's it. Game over. I'm dead. I mean, you wouldn't even bother calling an ambulance because I'd be gone before they got here. Your only chance would be to cut my throat open. But even that wouldn't work. Not really.
Well, why have you got them on your plate, then?
I didn't want to cause a fuss.
So, Angie, what is it you do?
I make bullets.
Oh. Sorry, what do you mean?
Oh, sorry. No, I mean, I work for a company that makes bullets.
What do you mean when you say bullets? Like, do you mean...
Yeah, bullet. like that you fire out of a gun?
And are they for hunting or...?
Yeah, we do hunting bullets too.
Oh, so you make bullets for combat? War bullets?
Well, we don't call them war bullets, but yeah.
All right. What's that like?
Everyone is lovely. We have a lot of fun.
In my country, we don't talk about the food, we eat the food. I did not mean to be rude to you, Gabe. We're going to have a lovely, lovely evening with the prawn that we're eating. That's all I'm saying.
For fuck's sake, Ellen.
No, you, for fuck's sake, you! I'm trying to create a lovely, lovely evening for these people, for two of our best friends in the world, and for two people we don't even know. And all you're doing is making everyone feel fucking uncomfortable.
Yeah? Well, I didn't even want them to come.
You see what a charming man I'm married to.
Look, maybe we should go. I mean,
we're... No, no way. Just eat your prawns. Oh. Yeah, we have goulash next. She makes a lovely goulash, so let's just change the subject and fucking relax.
So, did you move here for work?
Oh, no. Not really. I source promo material for a phone company, so... You could do that from anywhere.
And I actually had a pretty good job in Strood, as far as jobs go. I'm not actually working here at the minute. Yeah. I just need to find my feet, because in Strood, I knew the lie of the land.
You knew a lot of people. Yeah. You knew everyone.
Yeah. Well, we're happy to be here.
Oh, yeah, it's a great area.
Yeah.
There are some lovely areas in England.
Yes, there really are. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been here for some time, and it's a very beautiful country.
It is. Not everywhere, though.
Have you ever been to Dorset? Now?
For fuck's sake.
Because I have been to Dorset, and let me tell you something about Dorset. Now, I hate Dorset.
Oh, you hate Dorset?
Yes, and I was talking to Nat.
How can anyone hate Dorset? It has coastline, it has villages, it has countryside. There's a butcher there that knows us by name.
Nat, would you excuse me for a minute? You fucking bastard! You fucking bastard!
Don't do this,
you sneaky, lying, dirty little bastard!
Don't do
you
this.
You all want to know what this fucking bastard did. You all want to know what a pile of rat shit puke I am married to. You all want to
stop, please. This is just nuts. What the hell is going on? What are you doing? We've just walked in the door. We don't even know you. And you're at each other like snappy dogs. I mean, I don't know what Angie and Marty think, but what do you think this is like for us? Look, you've obviously got something going on, so if you want us to go, we'll go. Just let us walk out the door. But if you want us to stay, then please. Start talking to each other like human beings.
Hélène is standing, and she stares down at him before slowly lowering herself into her chair.
I'm very sorry if I have offended you. It was not my plan. My plan was to give you a lovely, lovely evening, but apparently I'm holding you and the best friend in all the world prisoner.
Oh, no, Hélène.
No, no.
Apparently I'm a snappy dog with a husband I hate and terrible hostessing skills. But let me tell you something. If there is one thing I am guilty of, it is of loving too much. That is all.
She gets up and heads for the kitchen, while Nat turns to look at Gabe.
Not cool, buddy. Not cool at all.
Gabe frowns.
It's gonna pop to the loo.
As she walks away, Marty and Angie stare with annoyance at Gabe. In the bathroom, Nat makes a call, and at the table, Gabe's phone starts to ring.
Hello?
Pretend I'm someone else. Pretend you're talking to someone else.
Hello. Timberlake?
What? Doesn't matter. Let's get the fuck out of here now. I've thought about it. I'm going to say the sitter's called and Sonny's got a temperature. Well, let's say she's found a lump. No, no, no. Temperature's fine. Let's say it's high, though, so we can get the fuck out of here now.
Yeah, I'm afraid I can't agree to that, Timberlake.
What?
I think I can pull this back.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. I need to stay and pull this back. Stay.
Let's stay in the country unless your mother comes up with another plan.
The others are staring at him, and in the bathroom, Nat lets out a sigh. She spots a glass of red wine on a high shelf above the toilet and reaches for it. Hesitating at first and almost changing her mind, she knocks it back.
Oh.
She returns to the table to find everyone there but Helene. As she sits down, she pulls a face at Gabe, who raises his hands in a calming fashion. Helene marches in with a casserole dish, which she slams onto the table before doing the same with the lid.
Sasha has put a deposit on a holiday home in Dorset, without asking me. So there you have it. You can now smell our dirty sheets.
I think I will have a glass of wine after all. I mean, one can't hurt, right?
Okay, Danny is here. Let us forget all the hurtful things that have been said tonight and let us try to get along for his sake.
Yeah, of course.
He is a suicide, after all. But that is all in the past. So in fact, forget about that completely. But just try not to say anything cruel to him, Gabe. Just talk about rocks.
I'm gonna get fucked.
And the thing that got me was the look of fear on her face, you know, like I could see. I could tell that she didn't have her papers, and suddenly I'm thinking, is this what people felt like when the Gestapo came? I mean, you can't compare, it isn't the same. It's a transport police, but in a way, isn't it exactly the same? And is this little old Chinese lady who came to this country fleeing God knows what, is she now on her way back to some kind of horror?
Is anyone thirsty?
I wouldn't think there was anything he could do, Gabe, was there?
I'm a little thirsty. Is anyone else?
Do you know, I sometimes think that... No, that just sounds...
No, go on.
All right. Well, if the shit hit, what kind of person would I be? I mean, God forbid something happens and a fascist state is installed and they come for our Turkish neighbours, what would I do? Am I the kind of man that would hide them in our secret cupboard, or do I shout out the window, there's two more upstairs, you missed them, they're hiding in the attic. Get them, not me!
Helene, do you want one of them open?
Gabe, I'm sure she's okay. It sounds like a misunderstanding. And look, people are generally good.
You're right, Danny. Good for you. You sure you should be drinking?
Well, no, he can drive.
But the antibiotics.
Oh yeah, it was antibiotics.
Danny, it's so good to have you here. Makes me so happy to see your smiling face at my table.
Well, it's nice to be here. The goulash was incredible.
Oh my God, the goulash!
The goulash was terrific.
Yeah, you have to give me the recipe.
No. No, why would I do that? Then you can make my goulash. Fuck that.
No, I was just saying...
Speaking of China, we actually do a lot of business with the Chinese. A lot of business.
Oh, so you buy a lot of...
Bullets, yeah. It's mostly them and Texas.
Doesn't it bother you, though? I mean, making bullets.
Yeah, well, the way I see it is guns need bullets.
Danny, would you like another drink?
He has a drink, Helene.
You want to know an industry that really kills people? The music industry.
What, more than the arms industry?
Girl bands, yeah. Historically.
Did you have a bad time, Barara Namra?
Well, I got out in time, but you can't survive that shit twice.
Are you having a good time, Danny? These are all lovely, lovely people.
Gabe is a rock climber.
I'm not.
That was work. Danny, is everything going well there?
Oh, well, yeah, actually, because I just handed in my notice.
No, really?
Yeah. I was sitting there staring at a spreadsheet again, and I suddenly thought, I hate my job. So I got up, walked into Martin, and just handed in my notice.
Wow. Shit. Gabe also doesn't have a job. That's another thing you have in common.
Well, it's the first thing that we have in common.
Yeah, what did bring you guys here?
Well, we said, didn't we?
No, you didn't say.
Well, it's actually a funny story. Yeah. Do you want to tell it? Or...
You go ahead.
So we were looking for somewhere to go. Yeah. Couldn't decide.
Yeah, we're looking at places thinking, is this us?
Is this us sort of thing? And then we found this website.
roadtrafficgov.gov
sort of thing. And it turns out that this area has the lowest incidence of traffic fatalities in the entire EU. So...
Their smiles fade.
So we moved here.
Sorry, my English is not so... Did you say this was a funny story?
Well, maybe not funny, ha-ha, more funny. Peculiar.
Danny, do you understand why this is a funny story?
Well, yeah, it's interesting.
Okay. In my country, this would not be interesting, but then we don't ask questions about prawns either, so I accept what you say. Would you like some more strawberries?
Oh, no, no.
Or some ice cream? We could get you some ice cream.
No, I'm stuffed, honestly.
We have a little rum baba. Would you like a little rum baba?
For Christ's sake, Karen, he doesn't want any rum fucking baba. Stop dribbling down his neck like a fucking vampire and leave the poor bastard alone.
Sasha is sitting on the sofa, his back to the others.
Nat, would you help me with the cheese?
What?
Will you give me a hand in the kitchen with the cheese?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Cheese.
Nat turns to grab her wine.
Danny? Have you seen the new bathroom?
No, I haven't.
What? We'll go show you.
Yeah,
it's nice, It's got taps and then... Gabe?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Gabe gets up from the table and follows them while Sasha is left on the sofa looking angry. Gabe pauses at the bottom of the stairs and glances over at Sasha.
Gabe?
You know what? I'll let you get on.
I'm not sure if that's such a good idea.
No, Marty. I know what I'm doing. Bathroom's great, Danny. You'll love it.
I have something to tell you. There is no cheese.
Oh. Right. Shit.
Yes. I brought you in here because I don't want there to be any secrets between us. And I think you will agree we're going to be very close.
No. Yes.
What would you say if I told you that Sasha had an ex-wife tucked away?
I'd say... Yeah.
Helene closes her eyes and starts to sob. Nat reaches for a bottle of red wine.
Look. Helene. Come on. Sasha is very in love with you. I know I've only seen you fight and shout at each other and call each other shit names, but you fight with a lot of passion. And you have a lovely home. And your goulash is terrific. So, come on.
Sasha has an ex-wife. And his ex-wife lives in Dorset.
Oh, what a cunt.
Nat shakes her head as she drinks some wine.
I don't know if you think that I'm some kind of arsehole or not. Okay, well, we don't know each other. But this thing with Helene, I mean, you're on a hiding to nowhere there. I'm not trying to interfere, but if you just step back from
this... Thank you for your advice. Why don't you go and look at the bathroom?
Come on, mate.
Mate.
Come on. Don't be all, you know, let's talk to each other.
You want
to
talk? With me?
Yeah. I saw a little old lady get dragged off a train today because I didn't step in. And now I just want
to... So why didn't you?
What?
Why didn't you step in? Why didn't you pay for her ticket?
Well, that's not my point.
Well, that's my point. That lady, who is an illegal immigrant, by the way, is now on her way back to Zhengzhou having her anal cavity probed because you wouldn't shell out £8.50.
No, it was peak. It would have been...
You see, you look at me and you make a big set of assumptions. Oh, works in the city, eats meat. Big cock.
Actually, I hadn't.
I have an artistic side. Do you know that? No. Why? Because you don't look. You can't see past your own stupid nose.
Oh,
the world isn't nice, Gabe. It's big bastards eating little bastards. It's baby children in sweatshops cleaning out your MacBook Air with their little fingers because you want them to.
I don't want them to.
Yeah, you do, you tight-fisted liar.
Have I upset you?
You ask what kind of person you would be if the Gestapo marched into town? I'll tell you what kind of person you'd be. You've been kneeling on people's chests and ripping out their gold teeth with pliers so you can get a new iPhone.
No, I wouldn't.
You'd be a Nazi. You're a fucking Nazi.
I'm not a Nazi. I've got Tony Benn's autobiography.
Yeah, but you haven't read it, have you? You haven't read a single word.
In the bathroom, Danny, Angie and Marty are sitting in silence. Danny's about to say something.
You see this? You see this? This is who I am. This is me.
I don't know what
it's art. I do art. Yes. Oh, well, that surprises you. I make these. They're ashtrays. And I make them.
But they're made of wood.
Of course they're made of fucking wood. That's the art bit. It's an ashtray that you cannot use. It's a fucking statement.
How can I compete with what he has in Dorset?
What are you talking about? You can compete.
I can't. It's too much of a pull for him, Nat. He would rather be there. I know it. I know it in my heart.
Taking another swig of wine.
Right. Listen to me. If that were true, I would be the first to say to you, fuck him. You do not have to stand for that. You are a beautiful and powerful woman with some great recipes and a beautiful house. And if that piece of shit can't see that, then I'd say, fucking pick up that bottle there, go in and smack him over the head with it. But that, no, wait for the but.
Let's have a moment. Let's talk.
Helene hits Sasha on the head with a bottle.
No, Nat, this is the best advice I've ever been given. I'm going to kill her!
I'm bleeding. I'm fucking bleeding! Jesus fucking Christ.
You told her to do what?
Just smack him over the head with a bottle, but I wasn't. Jesus Christ. There was a but, I said but.
And you drink it?
Yeah, I fucking drink it. Look at these people. What are we doing here? We shouldn't be here with these people. We should be in Strood.
We can't be in Strood.
Why can't we?
You know why. Let's just get the fuck out.
Okay, I'll call a cab.
Okay, I'll get the coffee.
What?
The coffee, the civet coffee. He threw it away. Fuck him.
10 minutes, then I'm leaving without you.
She hurries away, and Gabe goes through to the kitchen. He opens the drawer with the bin in it, and as he grabs the coffee, Danny appears.
It's coffee. You see, there's a thing like a weasel.
Oh, is that civet coffee?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be delicious.
Yeah, it's the acid.
The acid in the digestive tract.
Yeah.
I threw it out. What is it, like 25 quid a pound?
Yeah, 27.50.
Take it with you. Well, no one's looking.
Yeah, I will. Thanks, Danny. Thanks. So how's it going out there?
It's calmed down a bit. But they're all nuts.
Nat told me about the ex-wife. That's crazy. Buying a house just so he can be near your ex-wife. What's that about?
That's not why he's buying the house.
What?
It's not why he's buying the house. It's not about his ex-wife. It's about his daughter.
Sasha has a daughter?
Yeah, Molly. She's 10. Lovely girl. Really smart, funny. I mean, I love Helene, but she's never going to let that girl be in his life.
That is fucked up.
Love is fucked up.
Sasha's right. People are bastards.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, I see an old lady get carted off the train and I don't do anything. I just go to a dinner party and pretend I care. Fucking hold court.
That's bullshit. You cared about that woman. That's why you needed to talk about her tonight.
No, I know, but... What do you think?
Sasha's not right, Gabe. Sasha's angry. People are basically good. You want to know what sort of person you'd be in a crisis? The answer is, you'd be you. A person doing the best you can, getting by, you'd just be you.
Yeah, you're right. Just be me. Look, Danny, Helene told us that you'd had a hard time, that you'd, well, you know. And I must admit, I was a little scared, so I thought you'd be a bit more Morrissey. But you're just so sorted.
Thank you.
No, I mean it. You're the only one here who seems remotely happy.
Oh, I'm not always happy.
No, I know. I mean, I'm sure, like, who is? But if I'm honest, you're the first person I've met since I moved to this fucking area that I've actually wanted to talk to. You got it figured out. You're smart. You're calm. Look, I'm just saying it's great talking to you.
Yeah, well, I suppose I am. I am calm. Because... well, I've made a decision. I'm doing it tonight.
Right. Doing what?
Danny doesn't say anything. Gabe sniggers, then his smile fades.
Are you serious?
I wanted to see Helene before. She's been a great friend.
Oh, wait, hang on a minute. That doesn't seem... what do you mean, like, kill yourself?
Pretty dead, yeah.
But you seem so good. You're happy. You're fine. I like you.
Yeah, I'm happy, yeah, because I've made a decision. But last week, if you'd have seen me, I was screwed up in a ball of agony. That's what my life's generally like. Not tonight, not this. And I've been through years of it. Treatment and hospitals.
No, wait, hang on. There are so many things, like music and... poetry, not poetry, but have you seen Boyhood? I heard somewhere that a hot bath can really
go,
just...
go, go. A hot bath isn't gonna cure what I've got. Look, I get to do this now when I feel good. I'm making my own choice. Isn't that the right way to go?
Yeah, all right, look, don't.
What?
All right, because, well, just don't.
It was really nice meeting you, Gabe.
Gabe tentatively puts out his hand and Danny shakes it. Danny walks off, leaving Gabe looking a little bewildered. He takes a few steps after Danny, then turns to look back at the coffee. Walking over to it, he glances back in the direction Danny had gone, then picks up the plump paper coffee bag and holds it to his chest. A frown furrows his brow. Glancing up, he spots a phone on the wall. He goes over to it, lifts the handset, and stares at it. He looks from the wall to the handset, then up at the phone. He's replacing the handset in its cradle as Nat appears.
Okay, cab's here. It's all sorted. I've told them Sonny has the temperature and the shits. I think that might be a bit too much, but I just panicked. Either way, we're out of here and that is it. We never see these fucking people again in our lives, okay? Gabe?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Oh. He's seen Danny leave. She hurries off.
Well, our taxi's here, so we're just gonna...
I'm sorry it was a little bit of a dramatic evening.
Well,
it's just Sasha and I had a few things we needed to sort out. But we sorted them out now, haven't we, darling?
Well, yeah. Yeah. We're not gonna get the house. Dorset is dead.
Oh, that's great. You made the right decision. Good for you, Sasha.
Yeah, my life is here. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yes, my life is here. Just that.
Sorry if I was a bit...
So, despite everything, I hope you had a wonderful evening and a wonderful introduction to our lovely, lovely area.
Oh, it was great. Thank you. It was lovely to come round. You're all great. And we must do it again sometime.
Okay, when?
When? When?
To Gabe.
Next week?
Fantastic.
Yeah. I'll place next.
You're one of us now.
She touches Gabe's chest while Angie and Marty look on from the sofa with fixed grins.
El cielo.
Nat forces a similar smile to Gabe, then the two of them walk out. Sasha plants a tender kiss on Helen's forehead. Standing on the doorstep, Nat and Gabe slowly turn to look at one another.
Thank you.